CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and we begin with the wildfires of California, now into fire season. The KNP complex. When last we spoke with Jeff, the KNP complex fire was threatening the giant sequoia trees, especially General Sherman. But there are other fires to check on, one threatening Lake Tahoe and the other, the largest fire in the history of California. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Let us begin with the big topic of General Sherman, the KNP complex. Where is it and what is the expectation of solution?
Good evening, John. The KNP complex fire is the fire that people think about or are talking about when they see the fires in the Sequoia National Park, the ones that have been threatening the trees that are 2,000 or 3,000 years old that are over 300 feet tall, the great natural monuments to the forest there. And the fire has burned through a lot of the forest surrounding that area, did not really damage the giants there or, you know, these monument trees, General Sherman that everybody knows, but it continues to be a problem. Right now we're looking at an uncontrolled fire. There's no containment on it whatsoever, and it's at about 37,000 acres. They've got about 1,700 firefighters, which means in the period of a week they've probably tripled the number of people that are on that fire. They have all kinds of aircraft in there, bulldozers, firefighting equipment. They're going all out because they know they need to save this very important forest to the people of the United States.
I want to understand. General Sherman is safe for the moment. This is the one they wrapped in tinfoil. Are the other monument trees safe, and is there a possibility of the fire returning given the conditions, the wind, the humidity?
They look to be safe. Everybody's guessing the fire has moved on beyond where these trees are. Of course, they'll keep an eye on them. They've unwrapped the trees. They wrapped them in a foil to protect them against fire. But the fire really is tearing through other parts of the forest now. And as I pointed out, here's a fire that is, burning without containment. They think it won't be contained until October 10th. But frankly, we're looking at some winds coming in probably in the next week or two, and that could complicate matters and help spread the fires.
To the Caldor fire, this threatened the Tahoe Basin. There was evacuations. And, of course, there was that wonderful story about the bears running wild, the black bears of California, the California black bear especially, because people had left their homes so quickly. There was food and trash everywhere. And I believe, Jeff, you reported they went in and raided the refrigerator. Do we know any more about the Caldor fire and especially about the bears of the Caldor fire?
Well, I don't have any bear updates yet. I'm still waiting to hear from Yogi Bear and the others. But I haven't heard any more about that other than that they still continue to encounter bears in people's homes and around their businesses. The bears are hungry. You know, a lot of their hunting area has been destroyed. Plus, they know people aren't there, so they're going into homes and usually occupied areas and taking advantage of the situation. The situation in terms of the overall fire containment has improved. It's at 76%. And they've lowered the number of people fighting that fire to about 1,400. Now, it's still a big fire, and it's burned over, 220,000 acres. But it looks like Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, that whole area around one of America's, most beautiful lakes has been saved for the most part.
When you drive to Lake Tahoe, you go from Sacramento and Route 50. So when people return to Tahoe for skiing this winter, they'll be driving through a forest that's been reduced. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it probably won't be a big problem for the most part in terms of the winter. But what happens is after you have after winter passes and spring and summer come, then you have the runoff that comes from the snow melt. And that could be a very big problem. Then you're talking about mudslides and earth subsidence, and that is something they'll be looking at probably 6 to 9 months down the road.
To the Dixie fire, the largest fire in the history of California, what is its status? Have they contained it?
The good news is the containment continues to climb. We're at 94%. It looks like they will get it contained a month ahead of time. Really, there was a period there where they didn't think it would be contained until November, but it is now at 94% contained. We're talking about 965,000 acres burned. That is just unimaginable. Really, if you try to think about how big that is, it's almost 1 million football fields in size. That's how large that is. But the good news is they've dropped down the number of personnel that are fighting it to about 1,900. At one time, it was over 5,500. So they're feeling that they're able to pull back now and distribute some of those resources to other fires in the area, including the Sequoia fire at KNP. But it's not done yet, but things look good. It looks like we'll have an early containment.
Flagstaff, Arizona. The U.S. government released projections that indicate an even more troubling outlook for a river that serves 40 million people in the American West. The Bureau of Reclamation recently declared the first ever shortage on the Colorado River, which means Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will get less water than normal next year. By 2025, there's a 66% chance Lake Mead, a barometer for how much river water some states get, will reach a level where California would be in its second phase of cuts. The nation's most populated state has the most senior rights to river water. This looks to be the drought continuing for several years. My understanding is that California right now is no longer experiencing a retreat. Has the weather abated, Jeff? Are the rains come in any fashion?
We had some light sprinkles throughout the state over the past week, but nothing that's going to make a dent in the drought at all. It was almost unmeasurable. It was so light. It may have helped in some areas with fires. It may have to either tamp down fires or lessen the ability for fuel to catch fire. But the truth is this does not make a dent in our water storage and our resources. And nobody's looking at what happened over the past week and saying, oh, I think we're going to, you know, be able to claw back some of that that gap we have with the drought. That's not going to happen. Matter of fact, we're headed downhill, and we're headed downhill quickly with this.
So prepare for the future. We have a story from the San Jose Mercury that you bring to my attention. Marin County, a Saudi prince is looking at desalination. You've told me, Jeff, that this has been talked about since you were a child. Are they going to do it this time? Because you do have a Pacific Ocean to draw upon.
It's a good question whether Marin County will be able to do it or not, because they are competing with a very wealthy prince for this equipment. But it is something we're hearing about up and down the coast, communities becoming aware of the need for water. You know, it's been a lifelong, it's been a problem for California throughout its existence. But it's really hit harder and harder now because of, you know, the demands by the number of people that have moved into the state and by the state's reluctance to get into the water storage business. So you have a lot of communities saying, well, you know, we've got water that's just sitting off the coast from us, an endless supply of free water. All we have to do is figure out how to get the salt out of it. And sure enough, they've got that kind of equipment. It's a little pricey, but compared to what will happen if you don't have the water, it's a good deal.
The Saudi prince wants it for his city in the Arabian Peninsula. In Marin County wants it for their use in Marin County. I can't choose between them, Jeff. You've told me that Governor Newsom is the governor of Marin County. Does he have an opinion here?
We haven't heard anything from Gavin Newsom on this that I'm aware of. We have heard in, you know, other communities in the state where you have the community saying, yes, we want this water, but environmentalists for some reason stepping in and saying, no, we shouldn't do that. Part of it is because they'll say it harms the environment, it threatens endangered species. But there's a part of, these people that are fighting it who don't want to see communities spread out. They don't want to see people comfortable. They want to try to group everybody in one place and control the water coming into those places. And that's what's happening with this. It doesn't seem to be a valid argument, but, you know, money speaks, and they've got a lot of it.
Homeless. Sacramento. Sacramento's new lawsuit could halt Sacramento's 100 million homeless shelter and tiny home plan. I see a similar tiny home plan intended for the Bay Area as well. Oakland wants to house 1,500 homeless. San Francisco likes first its tiny cabin village. Jeff, there's something charming about this, but odd. Why is it that when people think homeless, they think tiny?
It seems to be a thing that's it's pleasing to the ear and to the eye to talk about, to read about, to hear and see. And people certainly like it a lot better than these encampments full of tents and lean-tos and tarps. But the truth is they can't really make a dent in the homeless population. It's a nice looking thing. It's got good intentions written all over it. Maybe there'll be a model for some other place, but it's just not enough because when you create these villages, and I've seen them firsthand, for example, just most recently in Portland, you get a small group of these houses on a piece of real estate, but you're still talking 100,000 people or 50,000 or however many it is in that city, whatever city you're talking about, who can't get into a tiny village, not enough room.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.